Okay, so welcome to the Envision Podcast for day 5. I'm here with today's Dream Team. Hi, Dream Team.
G'day.
Hello.
Stephen Park and Nathan Brooks, and tomorrow's half of team. Cody's back again. Say hi, Cody.
Hi.
And we're just wrapping up. So, Nathan, tell us a little bit about today.
Today was a good day. There was a lot of road sections, so we got to move along fairly quickly. And then there was a lot of pretty cool sections where you're running down little ravines in between some rock faces. So that was pretty cool.
Except when you jump out at them at me. That totally wasn't very nice of you.
I don't remember that at all.
Wildlife sightings, Nathan Brooke. How about you, Stephen?
I really enjoyed myself today. It was a great day once we got past that first section where I thought the bugs were going to carry us away.
And you never guide run before. How was that?
I didn't find it that difficult. Obviously, it was challenging because I had to be aware of your needs. But I thought it went very smoothly, and I just sort of fell right into a routine, and I thought I did okay. I hope you think so, too.
I do. I am a pretty needy person, though. That's tricky. But you guys, you know, you carried with you a sense of humor, and I think that that helps in tough stuff. Yes?
Absolutely.
If you can't be fun, then it's really...
You got to be crazy.
It's a really long day. So can you tell us a little bit about this hopping the fence thing?
Actually, I think I saw somebody else post it on social media one time. They did it with a friend. It was towards the end of the day, and we were running down an old rail trail, and there was a cow field off to the left, and I saw a big blue cowlick. And Rhonda was talking about being silly and getting funny pictures, so I said, well, come on over here to the fence. And I hopped over the fence and went into the farmer's field, got down on my hands and knees and made like I was licking the cowlick. And Rhonda got a nice picture of it.
Salt intake for ultra runners. And Nathan, this is the longest time you've ever kind of walked me through anything, right?
Yes. Up till now, the most I've done with her is about 2.5 hours. So today was just shy of 11. So it,
P.S. We were like 11 hours today, team.
10 hours and 45 minutes.
10:45.
And that's awesome. Cody, no pressure. Tomorrow. Yeah, he's silent. All right, so everyone is going to, I saw some posts online today about people's goals, and what's your suggestion now that they have a goal and they put it out there? How can they move forward with that?
Well, it's always good to share your goal. You don't have to share it with the whole world if you don't want, but share it with a few people. Make yourself accountable, and then make a plan. You've got to have a plan. You know, I set a goal for myself earlier this year to run a faster 100-miler than I ever have, and I've been running for 23 years, never done speed work in my life. I started doing speed work.
So set a goal, make a plan, go out and make it happen, correct?
Absolutely. Having the plan is the biggest part, I think.
Awesome. All right, so signing off. Where did we finish today? Just north of Owen Sound?
I think so, yeah.
In town and Owen Sound. So tomorrow we will be starting there and traveling about another 49 kilometers south. All right. Thanks again, team Dream Team, and hopefully we can have you. Well, Nathan, you're going to come back a couple times. Yeah. All right, everyone say goodbye.
Bye.